You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Saturday the 23rd of June. It's a typically busy summer Saturday of racing fun, including the final day of Royal Ascot, final chance to potentially find those winners at the Royal meeting before it's all over for another year. Live on Racing Radio, of course, as with the rest of the day's meetings on the podcast. My name's John Kibbe. I'm the company of Ross Briley. Hello, Ross. How are you?
Hello, John Gibby. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, thank you. That's very nice. When I start the podcast by asking how people are, they very rarely ask it back, so that's very thoughtful.
Well, that's because nobody's as nice as me, John.
Okay, well, that's...
Although I've now counteracted that by that immodesty.
It's a sort of narcissistic pleasantry.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That's a good name for a horse.
Yes, it would be.
Too many letters.
If we ever have a horse, that's what it will be. Well, you've already had horses, but... There we go. Let's start by looking back at what's happened so far this week at Royal Ascot, and it's been a good week. I think it's been all right.
You sure?
Well, usually something happens. Usually it rains, or all the favourites lose. I mean, I suppose you as a punter might like it when all the favourites lose.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, something happens usually that it's like, oh well. But this year it's been. All been good.
Yeah, it's been very good. We've seen some very impressive performances. There's not been a great deal of controversy or bad luck in running or anything like that. The Group Ones have gone to worthy horses. The form looks solid, apart from maybe the Queen Anne on day one, which was a bizarre race. I think everyone, to be fair, I play that race terribly as well, so I can kind of understand that the jockeys got about as overexcited as I did for the first race and went 5,000 miles an hour and set it up for course specialist hold up horses. So, but apart from that, you know, the likes of Calyx and Without Parole looked, you know, absolute world beaters on day one. Poet's Word and Cracksman was a very interesting matchup in the Prince of Wales as well, and obviously yesterday we saw a Stradivarius crown in the Gold Cup, and he's just gone from strength to strength. So I think it's been good. I could have done with, I had two big prize seconds in the last two races yesterday in the shape of Curiosity and Corgi. I could do one of those handicappers going in at a big price, just one. I just want one.
As we record this before racing on Friday, you still have 2 days left to find a handicapper at a big price. And there's some good handicaps left as well.
Yes, that's true. The Sandringham today and I've lost track of which one. The King Edward, whatever. There's so many King races. Edward.
Is it King Edward the 7th tomorrow?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I think that's the... Whatever it is, the mile and a half handicap at the end of today, at the end of Friday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Saturday's a bit tougher because there's only the Wokingham to really get stuck into. It's been a good week.
Let's turn our attention to Saturday's racing now, and you've got a couple of selections for us. I believe you've got one sort of Royal Ascot one that people will be sort of, it's a bit more a mainstream selection, shall we say, Ross, and then you've got one for a little bit more left field.
I fancy a couple of horses at Royal Ascot tomorrow, and then as always on a Saturday, the best bets are inevitably away from the feature meeting. So where do you want to start?
Let's start at Royal Ascot.
All right, the Chesham. Let's start with the Chesham. Now, this is the we're going to get a caveat, a disclaimer in first off. If there is one thing I've struggled with this week a bit, it is the two-year-old races, as they are unsurprisingly the most unpredictable division as horses improve at a rate of knots. But I do like the Chesham usually, as you can usually rule out quite a lot of the field. And maybe on paper it looks a potentially weaker renewal than it normally is. You've got the likes of Cardini, who's shown very little actually in two runs, but he's still going to be third favourite and well fancied because it's a Ballydoyle runner stepping up in trip. Santonato for Roger Varian, and but I think it looks a two-horse race to me, and that's Natalie's Joy and Beyond Reason. Natalie's Joy made a very nice debut indeed at Goodwood when hacking up, despite being a little bit keen, in a good time over six furlongs. Slightly worried about that keenness. It probably was debut fizziness, and it probably will go away. And Mark Johnson does do quite well in these kind of events. But I do think Beyond Reason looks a brilliant each-way bet in the first. She shaped with plenty of encouragement on debut behind New Winds, who reopposes. But I thought there was a lot to like about the way she went about things last time at Kempton. She quickened up very nicely, was heavily eased, and still recorded a very strong time. So God knows what figure she would have got if she'd been ridden out of the line.
Beyond Reason, then, for Ross and that Chesham Stakes. It's always a strange race, the Chesham Stakes, isn't it? Because it's got that old condition that the sires of all the runners must have won over at least a mile and a quarter.
Yeah, it's... And because of that, you do get a bizarre mix of horses. But I mean, to be fair, the Derby winner was third last year. So even though you do get those strange conditions, and it does rule quite a lot of horses out, the past couple of years have actually been pretty good renewals. So there was a few years ago where it was a listed race, and it really had the look of a listed race. Whereas at least recently, it's developed into a good stepping stone for middle distance horses next season.
That's the Chesham then. Where else are we looking on Saturday?
Well, I was saying about handicaps, the only other one we've got to get stuck into is the Wokingham. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. It's a race I do quite like. It's an interesting one this year, though, because Dreamfield's going to be a very warm favourite. 3 from 3 so far. Course and distance win as well. John Gosden and James Doyle teaming up. So there's going to be a huge chunk of the market is going to be taken out by Dreamfield. Now, he looks a group horse in a handicap, obviously. And we have had these kind of horses go in the past. Laddie's Poker 2 a few years ago was a similar type to this. But mostly it's the opposite. Mostly it's, regardless of future engagements, fairly seasoned handicappers tend to dominate. And I thought there was going to be a couple of overpriced ones, and the main one was Tupi. I thought Tupi would be quite interesting. He's so well handicapped, it's ridiculous. He's been one of those horses who's always got stuck in the middle ground between proper group horse and top class handicapper. His last three wins have all come in listed company, but he loves this track. He runs really, really well here. Last year at Royal Ascot he finished 6th in the Diamond Jubilee. This year he's off the mark of 100, and he's here in handicap company. He's finished 4th in the Jersey in the past as well. So he did run poorly in this race in 2016, but that was off £9 higher on good to soft, and he wants faster ground. So yeah, I thought Tupi was going to be one of those horses where people think he's too exposed, but actually that experience will come in handy, I think.
Tupi for Ross then in the Wokingham. Of course, you say it's only one handicap, which is of course technically true. The Queen Alexandra, though, it has all the feelings of a handicap, because it's a conditions race with so many conditions that you end up with a wide range of of weights. We go from 9 stone 10 to 8 stone 11 in this, which is almost as wide a divide as the Wokingham itself. It's the bumper of Royal Ascot.
Yeah, and to be fair, I think Count Octave in particular is going to be very interesting in that. Given his good run behind Stradivarius here last season, and this looks a tailor made race for him. He was well beaten at York last time out, but he should be very interesting. And I imagine Thomas Hobson's going to be well backed as well, because obviously he had a good year at Royal Ascot last season when he finished 2nd in this after winning the Ascot Stakes earlier in the week. But yeah, it's an odd race. I don't think. If you've had a bad week by the Queen Alexandra, then it's probably best to pack up and go home, isn't it?
So that's Royal Ascot. Where else are we going for your other main selection on Saturday?
The other one is my favourite kind of race, a quality 3-year-old handicap, and that is the 5.55 at Newmarket. Very good little race, this. Some nice types, some progressive horses, and some unexposed runners as well. Likes of Hidden Affair for Henry Candy on handicap debut today. Maga Weir for Richard Hannon, who's this is a little bit easier than what Maga Weir's been contesting recently. But there's not that much in here that's done anything spectacular on the clock, apart from Beachwalk, who has won two handicaps with Sir Michael Stout since they applied the visor. Very lazy horse, hits a big flat spot in the middle of its races, but stays on incredibly strongly at the death. And there was a lot to like about that Yarmouth run last time out. They've changed the visor for blinkers, so hopefully that will keep the horse sweet. And yeah, I think, you know, when you win in handicaps, you can just about get away with three. That's usually the time when you really sort of hit your stride. So I think Beachwalk's got much more to offer. I'd probably be most worried about Tribal Warrior, who has a similar profile to Beachwalk, but not necessarily won as good races.
Beachwalk then for Ross in that 5.55, the final race at Newmarket on the July course. On Saturday, it's the final day of Royal Ascot. Plenty of other good racing coming up live on Racing Radio. Please do join us all afternoon for Saturday's racing. Join us tomorrow on the podcast as well for another edition when we'll be looking ahead to Sunday to come after the storm with Royal Ascot having finished up. But good luck with your bets for the rest of the Royal meeting. And Ross, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, John Gibby.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.